The EU referendum. What's it all about? But Basically, the Prime Minister, David Cameron, is asking us to vote leave or remain on whether we think the UK should remain part of the European Union. I want you to know that it's our time. You may hear this debate being labelled as a Brexit, and although it may sound like a kind of cereal bar, it's actually just the words Britain and exit stuck together. So now we've cleared that up, who's for it and who's against it. Well, since David Cameron's the one who brought it up, let's start with him.
I believe Britain will be stronger in a reformed Europe because we can play a leading role in one of the world's largest organisations from within.
He's happy to stay in the EU but thinks we could get a better deal out of it. So he's been busy negotiating with the European Commission, who are based in Brussels, to see if we can agree some new terms. But why does it matter to us?
I believe we'll be safer in a reformed Europe because we can work with our European partners to fight cross-border crime and terrorism.
So who's on his side? Well, it's actually quite a mixed bag. You and me, we're the same boys. With a number of politicians from Labour and the Lib Dems backing calls for us to stay. First Minister and SNP leader Nicola Sturgeon is also showing her support.
I hope we vote to stay in. The future of the country is in the hands of the people. It's not in the hands of me or any other politician.
But not everyone shares this view. Heading up the Vote to Leave campaign is former Mayor of London, Boris Johnson.
The last thing I wanted was to go against David Cameron or the government. But after a great deal of heartache, I don't think there's anything else I can do. I will be advocating Vote Leave because I want a better deal for the people of this country.
He's also got cross-party support on his side, with politicians from Labour, UKIP and the DUP coming out in support of a no vote. Nigel Farage is the leader of UKIP.
This has always been a part where the Eurosceptic debate has had a hearing.
And don't forget, you can find out more about both sides of the argument by heading to the ETU pages of our website.